Welcome to our podcast, The Relevance of Sydney Banks' Role. This podcast was born out of a deep feeling. It consists of a series of conversations with individuals who have been SID students for years and also dear friends of him. There is a question to explore, certainly understanding the relevance of his role as why. Why is it so crucial? So welcome to a shared conversation that comes out of a feeling to keep Sydney Banks' understanding alive as a level of consciousness. This is the story, a story full of hope and transformation, and every time we're reminded of it in the stillness of our minds, life is just but a beautiful, loving, and deep journey not to be missed. Well, welcome everyone to our podcast, The Relevance of Sydney Banks' Role. And today is our 21st episode, and it's the last of this series. And I am so honored to have Elsie Spittle back with us again to just have like an end of this series of episodes, which have been wonderful. So I first want to thank Elsie for being here with us. We started with you and we're, as I said, ending this series with you. So thank you so much for being with us. And I asked her to introduce herself. So in this time, I won't do that. I'm going to introduce her, but it's just going to be a sentence because this comes from my heart. This is what I feel right now about Elsie. And then I'll just start sharing with all of you with Elsie here. Elsie Spittle is a mentor, is a unique teacher, a human consultant, and a student of the teachings of her dear friend, Sydney Banks. Everything else, her bio will be on the description and also her website in case you want to contact her. So again, thank you, Elsie, for being here with us.
Yes. Oh, Anna, thank you. And I do. I feel honored to be invited to join you once again.
And yes. And, you know, it has been quite an experience. And I didn't know where I was going with this. I just felt to do it. I had like a really deep feeling. I still do. But it changes as we go. You know, things change, feelings change. It has taken a deeper sense and of why Sid, you know. And I think, you know, when I wrote the description of the podcast, one of the things is that it was very strong for me to have Sid together, Sydney Banks' experience together with the three principles. You cannot separate them. There was no way. And one of the things that I wrote was because it will eventually fade away. You know, you have written about that. And I feel that very strong. And there was something interesting about this because as I was, you know, talking and sharing with so many beautiful and wonderful guests that we had, really wonderful, wonderful, beautiful people, there was a sense, you know, and it was just with the last recording with it, the last episode we did last week. And it was just like, oh, it came, you know, it came clear to me that there was a certainty in a feeling that can be shared. And that was even deeper than the words. You know, the feel, I wish I could explain, let me see, the certainty that it's not even that they can or cannot be separated. No, it's the certainty that they are one.
and to share that feeling. It's different than giving evidence, oh, this is good, or facts that they cannot be separated. Mm-hmm. The three principles in six experience are one. And so, you know, and that, as I was recording, publishing them, listening, editing, I did everything. I did everything about that, which I love. I love when I have the time for that. And to just, you know, it was something that I felt that I grasped it. And then it was like more and more and more. It was, oh, to share that certainty. It's different. It's very different. Mm-hmm. It's deeper. And I feel we humans want that. You know, it became less intellectual. Even though it was a very strong feeling, it became less intellectual. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. And it slowed me down. It slowed me down very much. It slowed me down. Wow. I saw how, you know, and there have been two opportunities where it took me 2 weeks to publish another one. And it was like, it required that from me. And I was fine with that. We didn't have any you know, due dates, any of that. This wasn't about that. It isn't. It's not about time. And so I just, there's always that sense of gratefulness and thankfulness, you know, yeah. That it's the ground.
And, you know, Anna, as I hear you and I feel your, you know, the feeling of your certainty and depth and passion, what comes to mind is you've been mentored by mind as you've gone through this series. And you and I have spent time over the past couple of years or so really talking about this and the Genesis reflections. I don't have the title in front of me. I would have to leave it to you to say what the title is of the book that came out of the DVD.
Yes, it's the Genesis of the Three Principles. The subtitle, I don't remember.
I know. But that was ample enough, you know, the Genesis of the Three Principles. Because that this is it. This to me is the beauty and the revelation, the depth of this series, is how it started. And as you said as well, that Sid's experience and the three principles can't be separated. Like, that was the insight that came to me that then started the ball rolling for the Genesis. Yes. Is that they're one coin, and on one side is Sid's experience, and on the other side is the three principles. And the way it's unfolded for you, I love, as you shared, because it's so clearly you've just allowed yourself to be guided and mentored by mind in letting this podcast and this series unfold. And again, I can relate to that because in my writing, and I know Sid was the same, I observed that in Sid, which then bedded itself in my soul that was possible, that you could allow not knowing to happen within you, and that not knowing then produces something. It produces your series. It produced, it being mind, God produced Sid's books and his tapes that we have to continue to guide us, as well as our own wisdom. After the first episode that I did for you, And you and I spoke again, and also I reflected on it because I think I got a little involved in talking about myself and my journey and how Sid's journey intertwined with so much of mine, because Ken and I had the privilege of being with him so much of the time. But I saw after that, and it has continued to deepen within me as well, as you speak about how each episode and your interviews with these beautiful souls have deepened your understanding, is that this morning it struck me again that Sid's journey and his experience that happened spontaneously points to it happening to any of us. You know, the fact that he was an ordinary man, that he hadn't studied, that I think primary, he wasn't looking for anything. He didn't know there was anything to find, like his innocence in regard to there being an answer to life. He didn't know that. He just lived his life. And then when this experience happened to him spontaneously, that was when he uncovered the message, where he uncovered his true nature. And every time he spoke, he shared with us, that was what he pointed us to, that we're all the same, that what happened to me can happen to anyone. And that has continued to deepen for me. And I want people to know that I'm not taking away anything from the epic magnitude of his experience. That at one time it's like it's ordinary, and at the same time it's extraordinary.
Yeah.
It can happen to anybody, and it did. What happened to Sid is the example of that. At the same time, the extraordinariness of this experience that happened to him is that it doesn't happen every time. And that's the mystery, you know?
Yes.
And I think it's a mystery, and it's mystical. And I loved when you were trying to describe this certainty and the feeling, and like you found it difficult to describe. And that to me is the mystery, is that what happened to Sid is ordinary. It was the spontaneous revelation of his true nature. All of us are experiencing, every time we have an insight, we're experiencing more of our true nature. That's what happened to Sid. But as far as I know, nobody so far in the Three Principles community has experienced what Sid has experienced. And again, I will point to the extraordinariness is that there have been some souls throughout the journey of time that have experienced this magnificent, magnificent insight that let them know we're all God.
Yeah.
But they are few and far between. So here's the same thing. Here's like on one side, it's the ordinariness that we're all the same, and on the other side, but it's still extraordinary that it doesn't happen to everybody.
Yes.
I can't figure that out.
No.
I just see that that's so, and that's the best I can do, you know, to say that what happened to Sid wasn't exclusive. And at the same time, to honor, oh my God, that he was so blessed to have that happen, and then that he shared it with the world unhesitatingly and unequivocally. He shared it with the world. Mm-hmm. And it has given us all hope, and it has given us certainty that even if we don't experience that pure enlightenment when he talked about going beyond death to the other side, that even when we experience our multitude of insights over all these years, and if somebody comes along today or tomorrow and has an even more profound insight than Sid did, that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in the meantime, we can honor both. We can honor the fact that we continue to reveal and live in our true nature more and more every day. And we can honor the miracle that happened to Sid without losing anything.
Yes. I love how you speak about the mystery in all of this, you know, because we don't know the future. And there are things that we know, but we don't, that we can't explain. And it's good for the soul to know that that's the mystery. It's good for the soul. It gives another dimension to life, you know. As you say, we don't know if somebody in the Three Principles community or anywhere else, it might be, you know, something that takes us out of all that structure to something, to someone completely unexpected again. We don't know, but that's the mystery. It's part of life, and it's, yeah.
And I love that this great mystery and this spiritual energy within us all, and the core of that continues to send us messengers, so that we never lose sight that me too, you too, whoever is listening, you too, that this great mystery and this great source of knowledge, you know, that God is within us all. That's point blank. I mean, that was what was too powerful for me to hear when Sid first said that to me, when he saw how anxious and afraid I was, and that he put his arm around me to say, you know, everybody, you'll be okay, dearie. You have God within you, as does every soul on this planet. So as you say, Anna, this same mysterious miracle that happened to Sid can happen to any soul at any time in the world. I am just beyond grateful and without words that we happen to be around this miracle when it did take place, and have benefited and continue to benefit, and the generations that are following will continue to benefit until, once again, someone else today, tomorrow, next year, whenever, will once again, because that's what it feels like to me, Anna, is that there's never an end to this spiritual knowledge. Sid was a part of it that got revealed to him. Buddha, Jesus, other enlightened women and men that I can't name, but other people can, whoever you think has been enlightened over time, the passage of time, we continue to get messengers. And I find that, honestly, I have chicken skin.
Yeah.
I consider that, because we're never lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only do we have this spiritual source and guidance and love within us to always guide us, but if we do sometimes lose sight of that, or it gets clouded over, or like for me, that it was so lost, I was so lost in the outside, what I thought God was on the outside, and it was, you know, a punishing God, to find out that God is love, and that we have God within us. that to me that Sid pointed us in that direction, that he had the patience when he saw my fear and countless other people that came to him and wondered, what can you, an ordinary man, a welder, possibly say to me, an educated psychologist or psychiatrist or whatever, whatever, what can you possibly say to me? And then, like all of us, to be so touched by the feeling of certainty that came out of them, came out of Sid, that moved them past their questions. You know?
Yeah.
That, to me, is what Sid stood for and stands for, is that he revealed this depth and touched us forevermore.
Yeah. And you're bringing, for me, a feeling of a whole that is so vast within a mystery, you know? It has that never ending. Yeah. Never ending.
Yeah.
Yes. And, yeah.
And, you know, what strikes me again, Anna, is like the ordinariness of Sid. And I don't often talk about Jesus, but it just comes to me to say this because I don't want people to think I'm talking religion or Christianity or anything, but Jesus is a carpenter. Sid is a welder. Buddha, I don't know what his background was, you know?
No, yeah, but, okay.
You know, for people to understand, it's ordinary. It's not about intellectual education, as you said earlier, that you yourself found, even though you were so passionate about the relevance of Sidney Banks, the role and the connection, the sameness between his experience and the three principles, that you also moved deeper into soul wisdom.
Yes.
And that's what I feel, is that divine mind is showing this to us by saying, okay, here's one man who was a carpenter and brought something to life that was a miracle, to say, you too, to humanity. And here now, all these years later, comes another person, another soul that says, again, an ordinary soul, a welder, that says, you too. We all are the same. We all have this within us, and there's even more. And then to see how Sid floated in the unknown, because he wasn't a teacher. He wasn't a public speaker. He was guided by mind.
Yeah.
Just like you were guided in this movement of the podcast, you who didn't know Sid, and yet you were so moved from the inside to share the relevance and the mystery. And I watched him write on pieces of paper that floated onto his living room floor. And I remember going there one day for a cup of tea, and I said, what does that sit on the floor? And he said, well, I'm writing a book. I tried to cover my mouth like this. Like, you know, he could barely spell. He had limited education. And to me, still at that time, because I hadn't heard yet, I was thinking, the audacity of this man, this uneducated man, and he's writing a book. And yet that rooted in me. And then I saw he wrote how many books, right? Yeah. And there are still many that are unpublished someday.
Yes.
And it was the example again of his ordinariness not getting in his way. And the same thing happened for you. The same thing happened for me, that I became a writer, never dreaming in a million years that I would. And I want people who are listening to this to hear that.
Yes.
There's nothing stopping us. This is what I feel Sid illustrated. He illustrated his ordinariness and said, just live. Now that you've heard something, God, stop talking about it. Just live. Yes. And And we benefit by that.
Yes.
So that's really, I don't have anything else to add to that, Anna. I just feel that he pointed us to our own, I don't even want to say potential because it's not strong enough. He pointed us to the miracle within us. And the miracle for us is every time we have an insight. That's an everyday miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the relevance of Sydney Banks' experience, the ordinary and the extraordinary. Everyday miracles, ordinary, everyday, miracles, extraordinary. And I that's all I have to offer.
And for that, thank you so much. I don't think I have anything else to say, but thank you. And we'll just leave it like this. Elsie.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.